And good evening. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name's Chuck Yu, filling in for Edward Buchart. He normally does plastic sushi and tears, but right now we've been going to be doing an almost annual radio show called Cold Turkey here on WMFO in Medford. Okay, we're off to a great start here. Why isn't that working? Because I had the wrong fader up. That's why it wasn't working. Take two, here at WMFO in Medford.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
My relatives, friends, loved ones, and supporters.
So heavy.
Nope.
So is my head. I wish I was a baby. I wish you was dead. Cold turkey has got me on the run. My body is aching.
terminate our mission. This is Radio Clash. Consider your position. Big business, that's what I can download.
Surely take the mind, where minds can't usually go. delirium creeps up on me. All at once a tall stranger I suddenly see. He's dressed in a silver sparked glittering gown, and his golden beard flows nearly down to the ground. Nothing to hear, nothing to see. Each sensation makes a note in life's symphony.
Hey, getting used to this live radio thing in a unusual setting for me. Anyway, I'm here at WMFO for the first time in a year. It looked like I thought I subbed for Belinda between now and last year, but according to Spinatron, my last show here was exactly 1 year ago this weekend.
Wow!
And I'm joined by fellow WMFO alumni, Linda
yes.
P. and Russell A.
And I think that's fair.
We're expecting another alumni to appear, and Diane's here too. She's going to be pulling up some songs from her iPod as well. I'm getting used to this Rivendell thing again. I didn't expect the Who to end so abruptly, but I should have because I'm quite familiar with that.
So the Who come from the elven city of Rivendell? They are part of the Fellowship of the Ring now?
The Who were in Rivendell, as were the Clash. They automatically get added to the playlist when you play stuff from Rivendell.
It's because they're British.
No, it's because they're in Rivendell, in the digital library.
You mean they're elves, then.
Right? And so right now behind us we have some local music from Tomoko Awamoto and 440, the title track of their Yoki Swing album from 2019. Local artists that we had the pleasure to see down in Hyde Park a couple of weeks ago at Mr. Kurt's monthly seasonal free concert series that he curates down there.
Is that a free concert or a freak concert?
Both.
Very good.
But these people aren't very freaky, actually, but they were a lot of fun. They do kind of Dangena Reinhardt type music.
Hmm. Very nice.
So we're making this stuff as we go along in part, but I did have a couple of preconceived sets. Maybe I should do one of them next, because it was 60 years and 2 days ago that something happened that I was witness to, well, not in person witness, but witness being around that time and remembering it. And some of you older folk out there might remember it as well. Where were you on November 22nd, 1963?
I was at home. I was pre-kindergarten.
Ah, well, I'm a little older than you, so I had a better memory of it. So, following this, we'll come up with a thing I call Kennedy Assassination in D Major. It's a mashup of Bill Hicks and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And let's see if CD 2 will play a CD without having to... Well, I won't talk about the technical stuff. Let's just listen to some more Yoki Swing here at WMFO in Medford.
I love talking about the Warren Commission. I love talking about Kennedy assassination. I really love it, man. I was just down in Dallas, Texas. And you can actually go to the school book depository on the sixth floor. It's a museum called the Assassination Museum. And they have the window set up to look exactly like it did on that day. And it's really accurate because Oswald's not in it. Incredible, painstaking detail. I don't know who did the research, but I applaud them. But it's true. It's called the Sniper's Nest. And the, you know, the boxes are set up. It's glassed in. You can't actually get to the window. And the reason they did that, of course, is they didn't want thousands of tourists every year, you know, coming through to the window going, no way. Yeah, that would have started this truth inertia happening. Who knows when it stopped. But I love talking about Kennedy assassination. People say to me, it's so weird, you wouldn't believe the attitude in America. Bill, quit talking about Kennedy, man. Let it go. Okay, it was a long time ago. Would you just forget it? I'm like, all right, then don't bring up Jesus to me. Oh, as long as we're talking shelf life here. Bill, you know, Jesus died for... Yeah, it was a long time ago. Let it go. Forget about it. How about this? Let's get Pilate to release the files. Quit washing your hands and release the piles, Pilate. Piles, Pilate. Piles, Pilate. Come on. Don't worry. Piles, Pilate.
For television. I'm sure that they'll edit this out. The way they'll edit out Country Joe and the Fish is good things, and, you know, some things, but I want to say it anyway, even though they will edit it out. When President Kennedy was killed, he was not killed by one man. He was shot from a number of different directions by different guns. The story has been suppressed, witnesses have been killed, and this is your country, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the American in me that makes me watch the blood running out of the bullet hole in his head. The American in me that never wonders why Kennedy was murdered by the FBI.
I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When, after all, it was the FBI and the CIA.
Oh, I'm totally convinced there was some kind of conspiracy, either from the FBI, the CIA, the Mafia, or a joint effort.
But I certainly feel that there's probably a lot more behind the killing than the American public generally knows.
You were living in England at the time?
Absolutely. I can remember exactly where I was. It was late at night, of course, for us.
November 22nd, 1963.
I tended to think that there probably was a conspiracy, that there were more people involved.
I don't like the CIA. They killed John Kennedy.
They put a hole in JFK.
He made a movie about who killed JFK. And in it, they interviewed a maintenance man who was on one of the other roofs in Dealey Plaza watching the parade. And they said, how many shots did you hear? And he said he heard five. And they said, well, are you sure they were shots or were they backfires of car? He said, fella, I grew up in Texas all my life. He said, I know the difference between a shot ringing out and a car backfiring. And I said, well, how do you know there were five? And he said, I counted them. They said, well, why'd you count them? He said, I wanted to see how many it'd take to get the bastard.
Texas is an Arizona, who's gonna say it?
Texas is an Irishman, the big of the state. Texas is the reason, not the best of the state. Gotta suck, 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 and suck.
JFK went down to Dallas to cool some heels in the oil palace. Unfriendly country, but he was unafraid. He would wave to the people from a passing motorcade.
Too many suspects and fingers pointed at all of them.
But you don't believe it was just Lee Harvey Oswald?
No, that's the one thing no one is ever going to believe about that assassination, that it was just Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, originally I thought Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. That was when I was a kid and witnessed him getting shot by some weirdo named Jack Ruby.
No, actually, I think it was just Oswald.
So who do you think killed JFK?
Oh, I think it was Lee Harvey Oswald.
When Oswald shot Kennedy, he was insane. Still, we watched the reruns again and again. We all sit blue while the killer takes aim.
Hey, Mom, there goes the pieces of the president's brain!
Hey, Jackie, hold on to the president's brain.
President Kennedy's brain is missing from the National Archives. That is a fact. It is gone. Now, there is only one way to determine whether President Kennedy was shot in the head once, twice, from the rear, from the front. The only way to do it is to dissect the brain. But the brain is gone.
Put a hole in JFK!
Who shot JFK? We
have the CIA! The Warren Commission report, I believe, came to some incorrect conclusions. Studies suggest that there might have been an involvement of the Cuban government or possibly even the Soviet Union.
She said I was a communist, but I knew better.
Kennedy was murdered by the FBI. That's not what you could do for your country. What's your country been doing to you? That's not what you could do for your country. What's your country been doing to you? That's not what you can do for your country. What's your country been doing to you? That's not what you can do for your country.
You know, Kennedy's famous phrase that the last group was referring to, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I don't really like that. So it always seemed to me as kind of a tricky phrase, and I wasn't sure whether I agreed, because it almost seems like we to be talking about obedience to a greater authority rather than the people being the authority.
It might have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway.
Bits and pieces of the JFK assassination was conceived and edited by Chuck Yu,
Fidel Castro's
marking the 25th anniversary of America's first coup.
That was the president, and that was the man.
Imagine being a Kennedy, rule without remedy. To watch your family die, the world loves a sacrifice. Prophets longing for the thrill, honoring the tragedy. The hunger for the crime, the privilege to take the life. Wearing the fame like a loaded gun, gun. Tied up with a rosary, glad I'm not a Kennedy. Imagine me.
Be at peace with him. We will not prematurely or unnecessarily risk the course of worldwide nuclear war in which even the fruits of victory would be ashes in our mouth. Ashes in our mouth. Ashes in our mouth. Ashes in our mouth.
was a friend of mine. I was born in Dallas in 1952. Lee Harvey moved across the street on Beckley Avenue. He used to throw the ball to me when I was just a kid. They say biggest sleaze in town. He stuck that gun into his ribs and said, "Here's looking at you, kid." Ruby killed Lee Harvey. TV proved he did.
And Lee Harvey.
I don't think he did.
Did Lee Harvey kill President John F. Kennedy?
I didn't do it. Why are you asking me?
Well, I'm just wondering if Lee Harvey Oswald did it. I mean, that's going back to the original conspiracy, back when conspiracy still had some factual base to them.
Yeah, I'm not going to weigh in on that because clearly if you do, you die, so I can't. This is what we've been told.
Yeah, well, that was Homer Henderson doing Lee Harvey Was a Friend of Mine. Before that, we heard a whole bunch of various cuts of music and commentary on Who Killed JFK. That was a Chuck U mashup I did way back in 1988.
Chuck U!
And then we heard another mashup with Bill Hicks and Mozart, a thing I called Kennedy Assassination in D Major. I forget where the original Bill Hicks thing came from, but I threw it over some Mozart and called it that. Right now we've got some Carla Bley happening. We lost her recently, and she was a fine musician and composer. This piece is called Hip Hop. I didn't know Carla Bley did hip hop.
I don't know this piece. When did it come out then?
I don't know. I just pulled it out of Rivendell and stuck it in there. Would it give me the information here? It says Hip Hop. It came out on the Lost Chord album. Does it have a date on it? It does not have a date on it.
The internet will know. Someone should look that up on the internet.
Do you want to look up the Lost Chord by Carla Bley? Yeah, just to
get
a date on
that.
Who knows
where the internet is? Can anyone find the internet? It's all there if you can only find the door.
So we're here at WMFO in Medford on the day after Thanksgiving, the day after National Day of Mourning. We call this cold turkey. And Ed Buchard, who's normally in this time slot, is out there listening, actually. Somewhere out there. He's not in town. I think he's down in the New York area. But he actually asked me if I was going to be broadcasting my National Day of Mourning report. Mm. And I said no, because that was actually on WMBR from 5:30 to 6 tonight as part of their news. But then I got to thinking, well, I can do something creative with one of the speeches and play some Native American music and a speech over that just to give it a more artsy feel.
Mm.
So I might do that as a request for Edward in the second hour of the show.
That sounds very good. Very appropriate for this day.
Right now, let's go back to some more caller play, and we'll be back at you later. This is WMFO in Medford, and we are at 855-915-WMFO.
What?
That's the new phone number here.
No,
it's not
kidding.
So new anymore.
It's new to us.
Yeah. Some of the old alumni here are fascinated by that number.
Truly fascinated by that number, by all 10 of those numbers.
Well, 855 is just an area code, but 915 is the frequency, and WMFO is 9636.
Oh,
WMFO.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah.
Well, well.
Okay, well, let's listen to some Carl Blade doing hip-hop here on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. like where you are right now. Only much, much better. Saw this guy on the train, and they seemed to have gotten stuck in one of those abstract chances. And he was going, and Fred said, I think he's in some kind of pain. I think it's a pain cry. And I said, pain cry? Then language is a virus.
Language, it's a virus.
Talking to a friend, and I was saying I wanted you, and I was looking for you, but I couldn't find you. I couldn't find you. And he said,
hey, you talking to me?
Are you just practicing for one of those performances of yours?
Huh? It's a virus.
Tell the judge that it was you.
It's a job.
And I had to sell the car and go to Florida, because that's just my way of saying
that I love you.
I had to call you at the crack of dawn and list the times that I've been wrong. That's just my way of saying that I'm sorry.
It's a job.
Sorry.
Language, it's a virus.
Exactly like where you are right now. Only much, much better.
It's a shipwreck. It's a job.
You know, I don't believe there's such a thing as TV. I mean, they just keep showing the same pictures over and over. And when they talk, they just make sounds that more with their lips. That's what I think.
Language, it's a virus. Language, it's a virus. Language, it's a virus.
Well, I dreamed there was an island that rose up from the sea, and everybody on the island, somebody from TV, and there was a beautiful view, but nobody could see, 'cause everybody on the island was saying,
look at me, 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 why?
Because they all were on an island, the walls were from the sea, and everybody on the island was somebody from TV, and there was a beautiful, everybody on the island.
Paradise is exactly right where you are right now. Only much, much better.
Everywhere I go, no
give you money too, and I believe that every word you say is true. So much pain. Now get out of my house. Get away from
1, 2, 3.
I've got a hole in my shoe. No one can see it, especially if I walk a certain way. There's a hole in my shoe. I forget about it. It's starting to feel natural to me. Look at him. He's got a hole in his shoe. Though I wouldn't really know it. It's only because he's walking like me. There's a hole in his shoe. I bet he doesn't know, or at least he forgot about it a long time ago. Every now and then my foot starts aching, my heart starts breaking, but I won't cry. That festering spot has infected my whole body. I learned to live with it, I just don't know why. I've got a hole in my shoe. Now she's got a hole in her shoe. She's trying hard to hide it, but that look on her mind is a real giveaway. There's a hole in her shoe. I bet she doesn't know, or maybe she forgot about it a long time ago. There's a hole in my shoe. There's a hole in my shoe. There's a hole in my
T-Max has a hole in his shoe. That was a title track of a CD called Hole in My Shoe, which he did some years ago. I don't remember how many, but will they tell us on this page here? I don't know. It does not tell us. But that we had a sort of set of local music there coming out of things that weren't local, because T-Max is local. Before that, we heard Bird Mancini doing Cops and Lawyers, and they're local. And Morphine did You Speak My Language, and they're local. And right now we've got the Yoko Maiwa Trio and covering Dear Prudence, and they're local. But before all the local stuff, we also heard from Laurie Anderson with Language is a Virus.
Not local.
And Carla Bley did Hip Hop. But
not local at all.
But she called it Hip Hop, but it wasn't Hip Hop at all.
No, not Hip Hop. It was really jazz. Jazz for everyone.
This is jazz, too.
This is jazz.
Local jazz covering Beatles.
Turkey jazz. Jazz turkey.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Thank you.
We're almost time for a legal ID. I mean, we're close enough to 9 o'clock to say this is WMFO in Medford and call it a legal ID. But if we did it in 2 minutes, it would be better.
Well, then, let's put that in our calendars and plan for it. Let's plan around that, shall we?
Okay, so we'll listen to some more Dear Prudence here, and in 2 minutes we'll come back and just say WMFO in Medford.
What's that adorable phone number again?
The adorable phone number is 855-915-WMFO.
And it's not just a phone number, it's also an address. It's where you can find us on the dial, and it's our call letters.
Yes.
And by our, I mean your.
Well, the station's call letters.
Yes, and here, you know, we are on the station, so we are it.
I'm technically still a member, yes, just barely.
Technically.
But.
And I'm on the airwaves, so that's really all that matters to me. Goddamn anarchist.
On the airwaves twice tonight, on two different stations. Hey, me too.
Yeah, it's just like the old days. Except it's not that much like the old days.
No, not at all.
No.
Okay, well, we won't bother with the WMFO in Medford in a minute because we just said it now, and we'll just listen to more of Dear Prudence by Yoko Maiwa Trio from here in Boston Town. Stay tuned and enjoy.